This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks
tumble. Well, I just made it. Just made it. Yep. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. And Rich Evans with us today. Welcome, Rich Eben.
Well, thank you, Vince. How's everything in your neck of the woods?
Well, since you mentioned cars. I'm only kidding about that, but I'll tell you what. It has been raining, and I know what Noah was talking about. This 40 days and 40 nights. Now, it hasn't been quite 40 days and 40 nights, but yesterday. Captain John Reagan filled in for me, and I want to thank you, Rich Eben, for filling in for me last week. Last week it was CenturyLink. The internet was down, up, down, up, down. It was just unstable, and I could not broadcast. Yesterday we got the forecast, and it'd been raining and raining and raining like every other day, sometimes every day, and the trees are falling over. So much rain that our orchard was falling over. And they predicted between 2 and 6 inches of rain for the next 3 or 4 days here. And I thought, there goes the orchard, you know, 15 years worth of work. So that's just one little thing. And then there's flooding across the farm, all over the farm. And so we had to prepare for this onslaught of water. And, class, you may not think that, you know, too much rain is a bad thing. Well, let me tell you, it is a bad thing. Sometimes when it rains here, we can't get out of the farm. Literally, there's what's called a low water bridge, you know, outside of our driveway. And either way you go, left or right, there are these low water bridges on this dirt road. And a low water bridge is not a bridge. It's just a Missouri-ism for a passing area. And what a low water bridge is, the ground, like where the water would run across the road during wet weather seasons, you know, a stream would just continue right across the road. Well, what the county does, they take concrete when it's dry, and they pave a dip in the road with concrete. So it goes high, it starts high, and it goes low, and then it goes back high again, maybe 40, 50, 60 feet wide. And the idea is that the water's going to go there anyway, so let's have it go across the concrete where it won't wash out the road. So there are these low water bridges all over in Missouri. And there are signs that say, you know, impassable during wet weather. And there are signs that say, you know, 2 feet, 3 feet, 4 feet, 5 feet, 6 feet. And the signs will tell you how deep the water is. Because some people aren't smart enough. You know, if they haven't been here before, they're not smart enough to realize that the water can be 4, 5, 6 feet tall. And their car can get into it and then just slide down the creek sideways. They don't know that. So there are these signs. And literally, there are times here when, many times, where the water is so high we're, you know, could not get out of the farm. And that's okay. It's okay for us. But if you don't prepare, you can't live in an area where you can't get out of your, you know, your house. But life's a little different. And I was thinking, Rich Eben, about, since you mentioned cars, I was thinking about broadcasting. And we, USA Preparers, Rich Eben, and the rest of the faculty here, there are three of us who will broadcast without electricity coming from the grid. Okay, Gwyneth Isaacs, Rich Eben, and I broadcast with our own electricity. And then I was thinking about it. So we're the only broadcast probably in the world that can say that. We're probably the only broadcast where Rich Eben, Gwyneth Isaacs, Norm Shealy, and I all live on farms. So we probably have the highest density of farmers in terms of faculty and the highest density of off-grid in terms of faculty. And probably the only broadcast that has an international correspondent from Australia every week and has had for years. So, Rich Sheetman, I think we're quite unique in the world of broadcasting. What do you think?
Well, yeah. You know, I always talk about practice what you preach laws all the time and, you know, doing what you say, saying what you do, and that's what we do. You know, that's why we talk about off-grid living. We talk about gardening and food. We talk about getting back to the basics, which is food, water, shelter, and energy, and making most of that yourself and building skill sets and relearning those old lost 19th century skill sets, but dovetailing that with 21st century technology, which is what having a solar array is. You know, it's basically a think outside the box lifestyle because everything is rigged. And, you know, not just economics, which I know when I talk about my economic 101 updates, it's math, it's government, it's big corporations, it's every narrative, every public meeting is theater. And what we really need in America, and this is what Trump inherited, unfortunately, but what we really need in America is a PC political correct police, not enforcing political correctness, but the other way around, actually telling truths instead of selling narratives, because there's a chain reaction, a metastasizing, like cancer, effect that's destroying America, the Western world, with everything being rigged and fake. And when you live, I call my place a hobby farm, but when you live on anything that's nature or natural oriented, it grounds you. It gives you reality. And you can see, and I know I've talked about this for many years, how we're heading to a deflationary, stagflationary environment, Vince, with inflation of necessities for the bottom 93%, and food is probably the best example. Not to mention all the things we talk about, food and on how it's been modified, how it's been poisoned, and we've spent hours on the air talking about that. But the fact that when you grow your own food, you have the ability to not just eat healthy and control the vitamins in your own soil, which is where the nutrients and vitamins come from, but you're building skill sets and you're having fun. You know, when we talk about all this stuff, the show goes so quick, Vince, and I try to give so many talking points and information that's vital for our audience. And we don't talk about the fun part of this lifestyle enough. And it really is. It's not just about building skill sets and getting out in nature and getting your hands dirty in the soil and building antibodies that way. There's so much enjoyment, so much joy that comes from a lifestyle that's natural and in nature. Just think, if your only rules were not to create violence against your fellow man and not to take drugs to be high, because you can get all the excitement and adventure and high from being out in nature. And, you know, whether it be hunting or fishing or being charged by bears or sneaking up on wolverines and taking pictures. And, you know, there's so much enjoyment out of catching a fish and then cooking it and putting it on your plate, or shooting an elk or a bear or a deer or with a bow and arrow and putting it on your plate and knowing what you're getting. There's so many benefits, and we could do 10 shows on this. But we need to talk about not just the importance of it from health, skill set building, and basically we're in a position now in America where there's not that many choices, because even work has been delegitimized, devalued. So we got to figure, what can we do regarding these four basic arenas: food, water, shelter, and energy. And I think the way we live is gives pretty good examples. It's kind of like going to a healthcare professional. Let's say you go to a healthcare professional, any diagnostician, and you go there for a checkup, and they're telling you how to live and how to eat right and how to do this and how to do that, but yet they're majorly obese. They're eating fast food. They're getting high on drugs every day. They're alcoholics, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They start to lose credibility in your eyes because they don't practice what they preach. It's kind of like someone from Hollywood saying we need to get rid of guns, where half the movies have violence and guns in them, and they hire private security agents to protect their butts at every Hollywood venue, and they're saying we can't protect ourselves and our families and our own homes. It's like the same people talking about carbon footprints. When they fly around the world, often in private jets, to their four or five homes in the country and around the world, which is double, triple, quadruple, and even more of the square footage of what we live in. You know, there's practice what you preach laws is something that President Trump needs to implement. The problem is he's surrounded by traitors and cowards that only care about feathering their own nest and managing the perception of their own self-importance and self-preservation. And so, here we are, the alternative media, the new media, doing what our government and so-called official authorities should be doing for us. Vince?
You know, since you talked about cars, there's something very interesting going on. You know, with this corona panic, there are many dominoes that are falling all around the corona panic. And one of them is people aren't driving. So when they're not driving their cars, the cars are sitting idle. And there's a couple things that are happening there. Number one, the batteries of the cars will go dead within 30 days for sure. Absolutely for sure. If you have a car that's 2000 or newer, you know, model year 2000 or newer, it's got many computers, and those computers are draining the battery. And if you don't run the car, your battery will go dead, and you'll find out. There's no question about it. You put the key in the ignition, not much is going to happen. That's one thing. So you ought to start your car, you know, every few days, seriously, and let it run for a few minutes, maybe 5 minutes, and charge that battery back up at least a little bit. Number two, because people aren't using their cars, and if they park them in the shade, the sunlight doesn't get on them. And what we're finding out is that the leather, if you have a leather seating, not even just leather, sometimes just pleather, you know, plastic imitation leather, we're finding out that the mold is growing inside these cars. Now think about that. How are you going to fix that? It's a real tough thing to fix. So in Malaysia, there was a lockdown start on March 18th. And what they found out was stores that sold, you know, typical products that you might find in a big box store, like belts and purses and shoes, those that were made with leather, and sometimes those were made with pleather, plastic leather, were growing mold. Literally, they looked like Petri dishes. Literally. Hairy. Not all of them, but probably at least half of them. So depending on the construction, some of them supported the growth of mold. And these things look like blue cheese, except more blue than white, literally. So keep in mind that mold is another problem as a result of the lockdown. We'll be right back.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, class, I just want to say thank you to all of our USA Prepares instructors. Captain John Reagan, on a moment's notice, was able to fill in for me, and Rich Sheban was able to fill in for me. It's really, really wonderful to have such a great faculty. It really is. And the faculty helps each other. And I am the most blessed guy on the planet. I really am, to be surrounded by men and women that are, you know, the faculty of USA Prepares. But Sheban, I'm looking out the window, a studio window here, and we have, because the grass is in such short supply at our farm, we have roped off the front yard. So there's electric fence tape 2 feet from the house, all around the farmhouse, so that the cows can eat the lawn, because that's how short grass is in supply around here. And food is so important, class. So you know the drill. It's 3 minutes without air, 3 days without water, and 3 weeks without food. So, you know, the air part's going to be tough to fix that. The water part you can fix relatively easily. The food part takes longer. So I suggest you do what Rich Sheban and I, and Captain John Reagan and Norm Sheely and the rest of the faculty, Rick Miller, Gwyneth, all of us are saying. You need to grow your own food. And literally, you can get a bucket. You can get a 5-gallon bucket, get some soil, and plant some seeds and grow. If you have a balcony that faces south, you can grow some of your own food, literally. And that's what happened during World War II. That's what happened during the first Great Depression. We are in the second Great Depression, and you need to become more self-sufficient, period. You need to. You cannot depend on the systems. You know, if you think about it, can you really depend on electricity being there? Can you really depend on natural gas being there? Can you really depend on these man-made systems, the sewer systems, the water systems? You know, in the last few days, we had a problem with our plumbing here at the farm. And we heat our hot water with a wood stove. Similar, not exactly the same as Rich Sheeman does, but we heat our hot water with wood. And we heat our farmhouse with wood. And because we heat with wood, it's a little more difficult to regulate the temperature of the water. So we have what's called a mixing valve. And it will take the water from the hot water heater, which can go up to maybe 165 degrees, which is way hotter than it normally is delivered by an electric or gas hot water heater. Gas or electric hot water heaters typically run up to around 135 degrees at the most. So this water is a lot hotter, and you could get burned if you don't have what's called a mixing valve. So we have an automatic valve that mixes hot water and cold water, so, you know, in the shower and the faucets, it comes out not too hot. Well, it broke. So what happened was, when this little plastic part broke, and it's the size of a nickel, when it broke, it allowed the cold water to mix with less hot water. So what we really got out of the faucets and the shower was cold water. And what I'm trying to tell you is, one simple part like that, which might cost $35, if you don't have one, you're going to have cold water, even if the rest of the plumbing system works. Just want to let you know that's why they have maintenance people in buildings. That's why they have maintenance people, a maintenance department at school systems, because things break all the time. Now, if you're not aware of that, if you don't know that things break, you're not going to be prepared for what happens when they break. You're not going to be able to just call that guy or that gal to come fix it all the time. You're going to have to learn how to do some of these things yourself. So I suggest you get some books on home wiring and home plumbing. Those are important systems. And you're going to take them with you when you buy your farm. Rich Even, your thoughts?
Well, first of all, I want to, you know, when you thanked us for filling in, it's our duty and obligation as Americans for our country to preserve freedom, liberty for all. So we do this because we feel obligated to do that. And I hear the music coming in, Vince. I want to make a comment about Los Angeles and a 14-acre garden plot that I haven't mentioned in years that people need to start doing again.
Okay. All right, we'll be right back.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
And website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A major player on the White House Coronavirus Task Force is just getting ready to bring a warning to Capitol Hill. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease specialist, is about to lay out for a Senate committee this morning some of the consequences of reopening economies too quickly after the coronavirus lockdowns. Fauci will testify remotely as he is self-quarantining after being in contact himself with a White House staffer who's tested positive for the virus. The lockdowns leading another change in the entertainment schedule as Disney is now going to release its recording of the hit Broadway musical Hamilton this summer, a year earlier than planned. Disney chief exec Robert Iger on Good Morning America.
In these times, to tell a story of people uniting together against forces of adversity, I think is quite relevant and actually quite important.
USA Radio News.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Have you gotten your stimulus money from the federal government yet? Here are some things you might want to know from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
People who haven't received their stimulus check from the federal government face Wednesday as a deadline to get direct deposit. Otherwise, you'll be waiting for a paper check. The IRS says individuals have until noon Eastern time on Wednesday to submit bank account information for direct deposit. People who are owed money but bank accounts aren't on file will eventually get a check in the mail, but that could take up to 4 weeks. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The Justice Department is considering whether to investigate the killing of a black jogger in Georgia. Federal investigators have been asked to review the handling of the Ahmaud Arbery shooting case and look into whether hate crime charges should be filed. A father and son are already facing murder charges for stopping Arbery with guns drawn in a confrontation that ended with him being fatally shot in February. The two were only arrested after video of the shooting went viral. And United Airlines will now tell passengers ahead of time if their flight is expected to be more than 70% full. This comes after United flight on Saturday left many passengers feeling scared and shocked that every single seat was occupied, making social distancing impossible. You can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Rich Sheevan's with us, broadcasting from his off-grid farm in Montana. Rich, you're talking about Los Angeles. Please continue.
Yeah, I just wanted, since we kind of deviated into gardens and things like that, and supposedly it's for your safety, which should be the heading of our conversation for at least the next half an hour. You know, I want to recall an article, a story. I think it actually made certain people made a mini documentary out of it. It was a group of people in South L.A., I believe. And for those of you in South L.A. or L.A. who's listening, I want to congratulate you guys because you're really heroes what you did here. But unfortunately, the powers that be saw what was happening for the benefit of the people and dismantled your garden. Anyway, there was 14 acres that some rich guy owned and allowed the local people to basically do raised bed gardens in the area. It was in a fenced area so they could lock it up to prevent thievery. But it was free people. Free people teaching, talking, sharing, cross-training about their gardening experiences from soil to different to heirloom and open pollinated seeds, everything that we talk about, different species of vegetables, how they did it, what's the the maturing date, the yield, all this stuff, the vitamins, the nutritional benefits. And this is why the powers that be in most municipalities don't allow front yard gardens, because they have covenants and city ordinances because they say gardening in your front yard is ugly. Why they do this is the same reason these great people in South L.A. had their 14-acre garden plowed down after all that work. And they tried to buy it from this guy, and the guy would not sell. And there was some more to the story, but long story short, it's basically when the powers that be, especially on the Democrat side, says it's for your safety, like over 100 years of Democrat-run cities, everything is the opposite of it's for your safety. It's to distract you. It's to dumb you down. It's to divide you by every – this is why there's such a major uptick in negative news on Trump and Republicans, because the Obama spying is proven. So we're going to see an uptick on propaganda and hoaxes regarding race, gender, sexual orientation, religion, age, anything and everything that can be divided. They're going to continue to give every benefit, every high-paying job, every job protection, and every pension, extreme high pension to government workers to basically divide and conquer government workers from private sector. So we're going to see major division going on because the powers that be, I'm just going to mention this one article, Tom Fitton, Obama knew everything, okay? And I've got way more articles that prove that including people at the very top of the Obama administration knew that, whether it be from General Flynn to Spygate, that there was major, more than one coup. We're talking a million times exponentially worse than Watergate. A million times. This is what we are in right now. So we're going to see everything possible to distract us. You know, we're seeing Secret Service people being infected. They're going to try to get around Trump, all the people around Trump, to infect them. So now I'm going to say this. Will we be surprised if they drop more bioweapons? I think when we say anything in the future, we should preface that with the phrase, would you be surprised? Okay? It's just like all these celebrities who are basically stumping up for left narratives. It's not because they didn't get the jobs because they were talented, actors, singers, whatever. They got the jobs because they were willing to sell out the little people for money and fame. Now, you know, there's so much talk about all these vaccines with all these mutations and insertions and new delivery systems. How can they make a vaccine that's really going to make a difference under these situations? But pardon me, I digress. What I'd like to do, Vince, is shortly, I want to go through a few articles, if I may, and basically under the heading of is it really for our safety? But everything that we do to control our own destiny, like gardening, like living off-grid, like raising animals, like anything that's self-sufficient, the powers that be do not want it. They do not want you talking about it. They do not want you teaching about it. They don't want you sharing about it. They don't want you cross-training about it, because they want to keep the people dumb and controlled. And it's very obvious that a depopulation agenda where they do not want people to have any more babies is actually a real thing. So it's up to us to read, to research. I tell everybody, Vince tells everybody, don't listen to a word we say. Well, let me rephrase that. Listen, but don't believe. Do your own reading and research to find out what we say is objective facts in lieu of the subjective emotional opinion that comes from the mainstream media, who's all bought and paid for.
Rich, even before you go into your articles, I'd like to read an email that's germane to the current discussion about gardening. And here it is. It's from Amit Singh, and he called in about a week ago. And it says, Namaste, Vincent. On April 29th, at hour number two, at 1 hour 30 minutes, I hope you did not misspeak when you stated that 40 acres was the minimum land required for a self-sustaining farm. I believe you meant that exactly. You do not speak lightly. If that is the minimum, almost all those living in suburbs are like dead on arrival. From what I've read on survival, most urban and suburban areas are like veritable death traps, just from the limited access of roads to exit the region in an unrest when resistive GDP try to leave in droves. With regards, best regards, Amit. Here's my response to him. Namaste, Amit. Thank you for calling in on Friday. It was wonderful to hear you on air. Yes, I believe that 40 acres is the minimum to be mostly self-sufficient. Depending on location, a well-balanced farm would be half woods and half pasture land. A cow eats 30 pounds of hay each day and drinks about 10 gallons of water daily. Depending on location, it takes between 3 to 5 acres of grass to feed a single cow when the grass is growing. So you'll need some grass for hay. One round bale of hay weighs around 750 pounds. In perfect condition, it will feed one cow for 25 days. You'll need to feed the hay for 5 to 6 months per year. So 8 acres for hay, plus 10 acres for two cows, plus 1 acre for the house and a vegetable garden equals 19 acres. 1 acre remains for chickens, farm sheds, driveway, etc. There goes 20 acres, or half of the farm. The other half is woods for firewood and wild animals for hunting and distance from neighbors, a small pond, etc. That is why I maintain that the minimum size of a somewhat self-sufficient farm is 40 acres. In Europe, farms are 20 acres or so. Land is at a premium. But those farms are not self-sufficient. All the best, my friend, Vincent. And then I also said 1 acre may provide one bale of hay, depending on soil and weather conditions. And let's see, Amit said to me, Namaste, Vincent, your meticulous calculations gave me a pause to think. I can add that it wiped a smile off my face. At my age and considering most people around me, I think I'm late for this sort of change. I've already written to you that it takes about 15 to 25 years to realize how the system is really run. And as time passes, opportunities and the ability to leave urban, suburban life shrink drastically. As evidence of the above, I've written before, it is that a typical USA Prepares instructor is in the age range of 60 plus. And that, too, being a natural born citizen. I came to the system when I was 31 years old. I've moved several times. I doubt I can move to a farm, although by God's grace I remain debt free and prescription free, drug free, and I have limited means. The only defense I have against your detailed calculations is that I'm a vegan and I should be requiring less land, but I think such argument is a mere technicality because it will be hard for me to move to, say, even a 30-acre farm. Best regards, Amit. So that was, Rich, the reason I read that is I wanted the class to hear my definition of what the minimum size farm for being somewhat self-sufficient is. Half pasture, half woods. And why would you need a cow? Well, a cow will mow the fields for you. A cow will keep the woods clean for you without too much work on your part. So any comments on what I said about, you know, a small farm?
Yeah, I want to be a little more optimistic than you in the context of it depends. First of all, you said the average age is 60 plus. Well, me being only 29 years of age, I'm going to comment on that. Okay, that was the joke, Vince. You're supposed to laugh, okay?
That was your... Anyway. You've celebrated... Wait a minute. This is your 31st celebration of your 29th birthday.
Yeah. What I want to make a comment upon you, I don't feel a cow or cows are necessary. I have goats and chickens. I hunt and fish. It depends on your balance of lifestyle. I have a pretty good-sized garden with two small greenhouses. I harvest edible and medicinal plants. I think it depends on how many people you have on your so-called farm, a hobby farm, and how and are they going to work it, or are they just going to be useless eaters? And I say that in the context of, do they expect you to do the gardening? Do they expect you to do the hunting? Do they expect you to do the fishing? Do they expect you to preserve the meat and the food and the vegetables? Do they expect you to take care of the animals? You know, it all depends. That's why I talk about sharing and cross-training, because it's so important. And I believe, I personally think 20 to 40 acres is what I recommend for people leaving urban, suburban America. I believe
yeah,
in having
depends,
a balance between what you grow, like your garden, your grass, and your woodlots. It depends. It also depends on your skill sets, your capital resources, your individual health, your debt loads. There's a lot. I mean, we can talk about this for days.
We'll be right back.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Sheepman's with us, and we are talking about gardening. We've got Kyle in Montana. I just want to make a quick comment before Kyle joins us. So, class, if you want to know how big an acre is, it's about, I mean, this is radio, so I'm trying to give it to you in terms you can visualize, 200 feet long by 200 feet wide. 200 feet by 200 feet is about an acre. And 40 acres is a quarter of a mile long by a quarter of a mile wide. Or a quarter of a mile by a quarter of a mile. That's 40 acres. 160 acres is a half a mile by half a mile. So I just want to give you a relative feel for how big an acre and a 40-acre piece of land is. Kyle in Montana, welcome. You're on with Rich Sheepman and me.
Good morning, my friends. Being as you ask about gardening, I was going to jump in for a little bit. For Amid, I would think, or anybody else out there, I would not want to discourage you because 20 acres of land is pretty hard to come by nowadays in a decent way that you can afford it. I would suggest to him that even if you can find five, better off with five than you are living in the city or even in the suburbs of any way, shape, or form. Because if you get the right 5 acres, you're not going to necessarily have wood that you can cut, forever. That ain't going to happen. But there's a possibility if you set yourself up with a little bit of forethought, you could easily grow goats. You can have rabbits. You could have a very large garden, probably more than you can handle. There are, and you wouldn't be as totally self-sufficient or even as mostly self-sufficient as Rich or Vince or I. But, and I don't, I only have like a little over 8 acres, but, I mean, you know, you have, but this is work, for Ahmed. I will tell you, this kind of back breaking, knuckle busting, joint hurting labor, which is what it's going to be like in the spring and the summer. It's not willing to put that in. That's the key, is the willingness to try. But I think, you know, with the books that are available right now, I mean, you know, let's just think of heat. Let's just say you had enough money to put in a smaller house, and if you were to be able to hunt around and find 3 500-gallon propane tanks and have build your house or plumb for propane, that's enough to last you for probably at least a year and a half if your house is not too drafty or it's not too poorly built. So if you've got a little extra money to be able to do that, that takes care of your heat and your hot water. Okay, so then you have your own well system. So there are ways to kind of, I want to say to you, there's hope if you don't think you can handle 40 acres, because 40 acres usually requires some kind of machinery if you're going to, you know, spread the poop. There's always something out there. You know, you're going to rake your pasture and spread the cow poop around and those kind of things, normally speaking. Okay, but you could grow chickens, you can grow rabbits, you can have some kind of protein, and you can put in, even if you put in a 65, like mine, all right, I'll just give you that. Mine is 65 by about 72, my garden. And in this garden, my wife and I planted 224 corn plants just the other day, 112 bean plants, over 40 tomato plants. So, you know, you can build a greenhouse. We've got hundreds of spinach plants. You know, so there, it just is a matter of being willing to go after it. And both of us have celebrated our 29th birthday about 42 times. So 44 times.
Anyway, that's really good advice, you know, Kyle. And it's always good to hear your voice. And we will get together again this summer like we talked about. And anyway, I want to go back to, since I was talking about L.A., keep in mind what he said is, if you don't do what I say, and I've said this a couple times now, I will shut off your power and water. It's never too late to leave urban suburban America. And I grew up in the metropolitan area for 26 years before coming to Montana. Now, I want to tell you, when you talk about pricing between 5 and 20 acres, it's disproportionate pricing, at least in western Montana, which means it's not 4 times more to buy 20 acres than 5. There's really not that much of a difference, okay? Now, I really recommend having a balance, doing raised beds and having a balance between pasture. And when I say pasture, I mean that in quotes because I'm a big fan.
All right, we're going into a break. Hold that thought. Hold that thought. Kyle, did you want to stay with us?
No, I'll let Rich.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.